Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or stem insect killers for $5.99 and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Fifth inning, leading it off, Bull Podner for Wyota, and the pitch is bounced back to the pitcher. Nice play, Alex Meister. Flips to first base, and there is one up and one down. Alex last time had two batters swing at the first pitch, and Wyota swings the first pitch here to lead off the fifth. Raylan Gobel will be the batter. He has struck out and singled. There's the pitch. Back to the screen. One ball and no strikes. See some cars with their tops down today rolling through. I can't do that with the Pontiac vibe. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. I do have a sunroof, though. I have the Vibe custom package for the sunroof. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. I haven't opened it in about 5 years, it's probably a good idea to not. Here's the pitch. That is a strike. 20-year-old car, you might run the risk of not getting it back shut. It's a little rainy sometimes. Bouncer sharply to left field, a base hit. Second hit of the day for Braylon Gobel. He'll round and look and hold there. One on with one away for Cade Janicki. Cade with a couple of singles today. Wyota has had base runners in all but one inning, it looks like. Was going to be able to base the minimum. They were able to get a runner out on the bases. So here comes the pitch to Janicki, and he'll watch it outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. I've broadcast a couple of games at Wyota over the years. Beautiful place. Runner leading out. Throw to first, and not in time. Yeah, I tell you, it looked like Gobel was going to try to steal second. He took off and then stopped, and Meister brought it back to first base. And the runner slid back in safely. Alex ready to roll. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by the batter. Throw back to first, not in time. One ball and one strike. The ballpark in Wyota, right by the firehouse, as I remember, and remember broadcasting from there, and kind of on the edge of the third base side, running our cords from the fire station. One and one, here's the pitch, runner going, it's a ball down low, now the runner's caught in between, throw to second base, not in time. Stolen base for Gobel, kind of on a delayed steal. 2-1 on the batter. Wyota had the great pitcher Greg Hilliard, who had spent some time at other levels, but he was quite the thrower and one of the best the league has had over the years. Cazenovia faced him a few times. 2-1. Here's the pitch to Janicki, and this one swung on and missed. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Mobile leads at second base. Again, one away in the fifth. Neither team has been able to crack the scoring code today. 2-2 pitch upstairs for ball three. Full count now to the batter. Goble gets a bit of a lead out there. And here comes the pitch. That one is wild and back to the screen, and that means Goble goes to third. That was ball four, so Janicki is at first base. Runner at first, runner at third. Second walk given up by Alex Meister today. And that brings up Reagan Jackson. He has singled and laid down a sacrifice bunt. Runners at the corners. A bit of a jam here for Muscadet in the fifth. Meister directing the infield right now for the possible scenarios. And he brings it. This one is going to be hit high in the air toward right field. Coming out of the right fielder, stumbles a bit, hauls it in. Now they're going to tag the runner, throw to the plate, up the line, and Wyota scores on a sacrifice fly. Raylan Goble comes in to score. He's got excellent speed. Runner stays at first base. There are two outs. Max Amet will be the batter. First RBI of the ball game, and Ama has flown out and grounded out today. Two outs in the fifth. Runner leads at first base. Meister is ready. And here comes the pitch. That one down low. The runner going now. There's a throw to second. They got him. Beautiful throw by Josh Cartwright. Again, Janicki was trying the delayed steal route, as Goble did before him. And on the play, he is thrown out by Cartwright. So that is out number three, which will do it in the fifth inning. Wyota does score a run. They do it with the aid of a hit. There were no errors, and thus none left on. We go to the bottom of inning number five. Scoreless here in Muscadet between the Mudcats and the visiting Wyota Indians on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Time for a tune-up? Head to Napa Auto and Truck Parts and grab the goods to keep your engine humming. They've got Napa Premium Performance conventional motor oil, built for durability and reliability. Plus, pick up Tri-Fuel Engineered Fuel Plus oil, ready to use and perfect for small engines. And don't forget your shine. Griot's Garage Wash and Wax is only $8.49. Visit Napa in Richland Center or Boscobel today, where great parts meets great deals. Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome back to Muscadet. Ben Conway on for his fifth inning of work. For Wyota, he'll face Keegan Ramirez, followed by Alex Meister and Matthew Cartwright. 1-0 Wyota leading, bottom of five here in our scheduled nine-inning affair. A warm one in Muscadet, indeed. Fans kind of gathering wherever they can in the shade. There's a big gathering right there at the entrance of Pickering Park, along the road or the street near Riverdale Schools, but good shade over there, good view. They didn't have to pay as much for those seats. This one down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Egan Ramirez trying to set the table for the top of the order. Here's the pitch, and that is called a strike. One ball and one strike. Sky's a bit more overcast than they were. Conway from the 1-1. Here's one popped up. First base side. Werner going over. Now called off by Schlemm, the second baseman, and he hauls it in. There is one away. And the batter will be Alex Meister. Alex has flown out to center field and singled in two trips today. See a couple of the old guard down here in the stands today. From way back, Steve Schneider is down there. I see him. Used to manage back in the day. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. Nothing in one. And B.J. Hinkle, one of the longest tenured Muscadet baseball players. I'm surprised they don't have him in uniform today. 0-1 is down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. B.J. still played some last year. I've not seen him this year. 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. So he's eligible for the Muscadet Baseball Hall of Fame in 4 years then, if there is such a thing. 1-2. Here's the pitch. That one down low for a ball. 2-2. My favorite Steve Schneider story is one night in Dodgeville, he had to play because they were low in numbers, so he was the ninth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And Meister trying to make it to first on the strikeout, and he is going to be thrown out by Amit, the catcher. Two up and two down. And the batter will be Matthew Cartwright. Steve had to play, and he got on base. A nice job there, and Muscadet kept hitting him around, and he had to come around and try to score on a throw from the outfield, and the guy that stood in the way was the catcher for Dodgeville at the time, John Hebgen, who was the outstanding athlete from Highland and went on to play college football, also was in a pro football camp, quite a baseball player as well. Pitches down low for a ball, and Steve tried to go over the top of John at home plate, and he did what he could do. Next pitch is going to be hit off the handles. Second base side going back is Schlemm, and he hauls it in for out number three. And that will do it. Yeah, he might have looked like Beetle Bailey after Sarge pounds him, you know, but anyway, he got up and kept playing. For me, they would have carried me off after a collision like that. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on, and we go to the sixth inning. Wyota leads it 1-0 over Muscadet here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a 5-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a 3-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or 5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Max Ahmed fly ball to left field, and Tyson Starkey hauls it in for Muscatine out in left field. So quickly, one up and one down in the sixth inning. That will bring up Rooney Janicki, who has walked and he has grounded out as well, batting in the sixth inning. A run on five hits for Wyota. A run on no runs on five hits for Muscatine. 1-0, Wyota leading. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Meister winds and fires. There's a swing bunt attempt, and it's going to be fouled. First base side. Kind of unique there. Janicki kind of squared as he was going to bunt it and kind of swung in the same motion. Muscatine infield playing fairly deep. Trent Forehand at first base will play in a little more shallow this time. 1-1 from Meister from the windup. Here's the pitch. Ripped sharply to left field and in there for a base hit. So the veteran, Rune Janicki, is on at first base as the throw comes on. Sixth hit of the day against Meister. And Gage Banfield will be the batter. Gage has popped out a couple of times. One on with one away here in the sixth inning. Meister checks the runner. Set to go. And here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Janicki slightly off of first base. Forehand play in the bag for the Mudcats. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. Games coming up for us. Arena and Hollandale and Dodgeville and Arena. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Throw back to first base. Not in time. Count goes to three balls and no strikes. Dodgeville and Arena. Meeting next week should be a really good Sunday league game. A couple of league leaders. Here's a high fly to right field. Matthew Cartwright comes on and grabs it. Going to throw behind the runner back to first base and not in time to get Janicki with out number two. Schlemm will be the batter. Two away, I should say. Runner at first base and Schlemm, who is 0 for 2 today. Grabs the bat and stands in here in the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch. That one is above the letters. Runner going. Throw to second. Not in time. Stolen base for Janicki. He is there down and dirty. Gets a little bit of a razzing from his dugout there. Not sure Rune stolen a lot of bases recently, but steals it there, gets into scoring position, gets a lead. Meister is set, ready to work to Schlemm. There's the pitch. That one is down low. Two balls and no strikes. Meister has fallen behind to the last two batters. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball, third base side, and out of play. 2-1 to the batter. You have no wind right now, no breeze. It does come and go. A nice rain wouldn't be too bad, though, to cool things off a little bit, right? 2-1, swung on and missed, strike two. Brad Schlemm trying to make contact here in the sixth inning. Meister checks second, kicks and pitches. This one bounced foul outside of third. So Schlemm hangs in there. Time out for the ball to be retrieved. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Nobody wants to go get it. Can leave it out there, I guess. No. All right, there we go. Somebody's going to sweep it off. Runner at second base, two away, two balls, two strikes on Wyota's Brad Schlemm. Meister set to work. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. In the inning, Alex Meister works out of a bit of a jam and gets a strikeout. That would be his second, make that his third of the ball game. In the inning, no runs and a hit. No errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of inning number six. 1-0, Wyota leads it on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
In the bottom of the sixth inning for the Muscadet Mudcats, Ethan Scheckler leads it off. Conway from the windup, and here's a swing and a piece of it. Strike one on Scheckler. Mason Atkins and Josh Cartwright do as well. 3, 4, and 5 batters for Muscadet in the bottom of the sixth. Our scheduled 9-inning affair today. That one is down low for a ball. 1-1 to Scheckler. Muscadet trying to get something going here today. Had a couple of hits strung together in the second, but not much since then. Here's a ball. 2-1. Conway and Meister have gone the distance on a warm day today. 2-1 offering. There's the pitch. Popped up. First base side. Oh, it hit the light pole. And that is strike two. That doesn't happen very often. Comes back to the field. A new baseball out for the pitcher. Conway with a 2-2 offering. There's the pitch. Strike three called. And there is one away. 5 strikeouts today for the Wyota pitcher. And Mason Atkins will be the batter. Mason has doubled and flown out today. So he will make his way in. Conway checking things from the windup. There's the pitch. Popped up. The catcher going back and runs out of room. That's strike one. Nothing in one. It appears it's a lively day at the Muscadet swimming pool today. Well attended. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Kids are lucky. I never got to go anywhere that actually had a cement bottom in a pool until many years. Otherwise, it was the muddy Willow Creek. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Bounced on the infield. Shortstop Janicki fields, throws, and time. Nick Werner digs it out at first base, and Atkins is out. Two up, two down in the sixth inning for Josh Cartwright. Josh has singled and hit into a fielder's choice. K Josh will get his catcher's gear off and stands in now on the right-hand side of the plate. Set to go against Conway. Then from the windup, the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Josh has been doing a great job as catcher for Muscadet this year. Here comes the nothing and one. The pitch is down low for a ball. He even came out to pitch at the end of that game last week in Dodgeville. Muscadet had kind of gone through the pitchers that they had. Here's one ripped in the air to right field. The right fielder coming over, diving, can't get it. Josh Cartwright is on base. That'll go as a long single. Bo Podner diving in the outfield, couldn't quite haul it in. And there's a runner with two away. Tyson Starkey will be the batter. He has struck out and singled today. One of Muscadet's six hits. Cartwright at first. Conway sent. There's the pitch. That one down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Got a runner leading at first base. Here's the pitch. Chopped on the infield. Nice play at third by Reagan Jackson. And he'll throw him out over at first base. That's the play of the ball game right there. He steals a base hit away from Tyson Starkey. And that is out number three. That will do it. In the inning, no runs and a hit. No errors. One left on for the Mudcats. We go to the seventh inning today. It is a 1-0 Wyona lead over the host Muscadet Mudcats here at Pickering Park on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
1-0, Wyona leads it here in Muscadet today. We go to the seventh inning for the Indians. It'll be Nick Werner leading it off, followed by Bo Podner. And then the top of the order, Braylon Goble. Alex Meister on for his seventh inning of work. One run for Wyona. They've done it on six base hits. No runs and six base hits for Muscadet. Things have been pretty even here today, other than the fact that Wyona was able to sneak a run across on a sacrifice fly in the fifth inning. Here is Werner. He has grounded out and struck out. Meiser from the windup. There's the pitch. And that one is called a strike. Nothing in one. There's a fire going on in Muscadet behind us. Lots of smoke. We just heard the sirens. Pitch is down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Meister from the windup. There is the pitch. This one dug out and bounced to first base. Forehand grabs it, and he'll foot race it to the bag. Gets there in time, just ahead of Nick Werner. Good range of motion. Trent Forehand playing a good first base today. Another unassisted play, and here is Bo Podner. Podner has lined out and grounded out. One away in the seventh inning, 1-0. Favor of the visiting Wyota Indians. Here's the sirens and the fire truck going by in the background. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch by Meister, and that one is going to be high. Two balls and no strikes. Not Henry Brace cooking. Caught on fire. The pitch is down low for ball three. Three balls and no strikes to the batter. Meister trying to get on the board with a strike, and there it is. Count goes to 3-1. From the windup again, here's the pitch. Curveball, strike two call. So Alex back in business with a couple of strikes in a row. Bringing the payoff pitch. Here it is. Ripped in the air behind shortstop. This is trouble. Going back as the shortstop, and it's going to fall in the Bermuda Triangle there for a base hit. So one on with one away. And the batter will be Braylon Goble as we go back to the top of the order. Goble today has struck out, and he's had a couple of singles. Singled and scored back in the fifth inning. This guy's got good speed. We saw that. He stole a base and then scored on a sacrifice fly. The ball was hit about medium depth. Here's one popped up. First base side, Trent Forehand giving chase. Down the foul line, won't get there in time. Ball landing right near the fence for a long strike. Nothing in one to the batter. Podner at first base. And Meister with the ball. Checks the runner. Getting set. And here's the pitch. That one is just above the letters. One ball and one strike. Big lead for Podner over at first base. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul outside of third for strike two. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Here at Muscadet Ballpark. Meister will check the runner. Podner with a good-sized lead over at first base. 1-2 offering from Alex Meister. Here it is. Swung on and bounced in play. Third base side. Nice play by Scheckler. Whips it over to first. Dugout. Nice job by Forehand. And there are two away. Braylon Goble. And he's not easy to throw out no matter what base he's running to. That's the second out. And the hitter will be Cade Janicki. Cade today has singled twice and walked. He's been on base all three times. Taps the plate and gets ready. Runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and it hit him. So hit by a pitch, Janicki will have to walk it off a little bit now. Kind of got him right the flat of the back there, so he's given a little extra time to walk it off. Podner at second base, Janicki at first, and Reagan Jackson, the batter, he has singled. He has laid down a sacrifice, and he has had the RBI of the game. Had the sac fly to drive in the run. Boy, smoke billowing across the diamond here now at Pickering Park. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air third. Nice job by Scheckler. Makes the grab behind the bag, and that is the third out. That will do it. A line drive out. Jackson is gone, and so is Wyota in the top of the seventh. No runs and a hit, no errors. And two left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number seven. Wyota leads it 1-0 over the host Mudcats on WRCO Sports.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Ben Conway is out for his seventh inning of work for the Wyota Indians, leading 1-0 here over Muscadet. Logan Olson, Casey Layton, and Keegan Ramirez are the scheduled batters for the Mudcats here in the seventh inning. Olson looking for his first hit, popped out in the second, flew out in the fourth. Takes a look at a ball. One ball and no strikes. Logan is here. Proud grandpa Bob Nugent out here. Wishing the best to his grandsons. The pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Got a couple of them in the game. 2-0. Here's Conway's pitch. Swing and a miss. And there's a strike on the batter. 2-1 to the hitter. Back to work. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. 3-1. Yeah, adding to the haze, a little bit of a fire here in Muscadet this afternoon. Smoke blowing from down the street across the diamond. The pitch is going to be upstairs, or is it? Nope, strike call. Olson was set to run to first base. So it's a full count now from Ben Conway. From the windup, here's the pitch. Ripped on the ground. Slow roller. Shortstop side. Janicki throws. And they got him with a dig from Werner. Close play at first base. So they're going to go back and appeal it to the umpire. Very close play at first base. And out is going to stand. Out is the call. And there is one away. Casey Layton will be the batter. Cade Janicki, the shortstop, man, he's played some ball here today. Time is called. Layton has walked and flown out today. Some problem with the catcher's gear, I believe, Max Ament. He's got shin guard that's gone. Something wrong with it. Going to start play anyway. This one is going to be fouled off by Layton. Strike one. Catchers have so much stuff they have to keep track of. And then something isn't quite right. The strap comes undone or whatever. Nothing in one. Here is the pitch. And that is called a strike. Nothing in two to the hitter. Nobody on, one away in the seventh. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, and that'll do it. Two up, two down in the seventh inning. Layton is gone. Strikeout number six by Conway, and here is Keegan Ramirez looking for his first hit. He has struck out and flown out today. Meister at the top of the order due next if Keegan can make base. In the seventh inning, Conway from the windup. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one to the hitter. Home Talent honors the 4th of July and independent celebration with great American pastime. Lots of games going on this week and weekend. This one down low for a ball. Some communities will plan their festivities around the Home Talent games and have fireworks afterwards. I know Reedsburg has done that for years. 1-1 offering. The pitch is taken for a ball inside. 2-1. So several teams will play on the 4th, a few on the 3rd, and then quite a few on Saturday and Sunday this next weekend. Ramirez goes softly to left field. It's got potential, but caught by the left fielder. Gage Banfield hauls it in for out number 3, and that will do it in the 7th for Muscadet. Nothing across in the inning, and we go to the 8th. Wyota with a 1-0 lead over Muscadet in the scheduled 9-inning affair on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Muscadet with a pitching change. Right-hander Tyson Starkey is now in to pitch. Alex Meister's day is done. He strikes out 3, gives up 7 hits on the day, hits a batter, and leaves trailing 1-0 here in the ballgame. Starkey moving in, and that means Alex Meister is now in right field. Otherwise, the lineup moves around a little bit, stays the same. Cartwright still at catcher, and the first pitch by Starkey is down low. 1-1 and no strikes, top of the 8th inning, Wyota leading it 1-0. Here's the pitch. That one just a little bit low. 2-2 and no strikes. Home Talent playoffs beginning the final weekend in July. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. They've ramped it up. It used to be you'd play until sometimes the first week of August and then start the playoffs, but a little more difficult to get your college players in the lineup. Here's a pop-up on the infield. Third base coming over to make the call, and the third baseman hauls it in. So pulled in for out number 1, and that will do it for Ahmed. That brings up Janicki. So Janicki, who had a hit last time, he has walked, grounded out, and had a base hit. One away in the 8th inning. Starkey to the plate. That one is low. 1-1 and no strikes. Looks like Cartwright is now playing third base. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. 1-1. So Josh gets a breather from being behind the plate. He's at third. Starkey back and ready. The 1-1 offering is going to be down low for a ball. 2-1. Muscadet benefiting from some Fenimore players in the lineup. 2-1 offering, and there's the pitch. Nice curveball, strike call. 2-2 strikes from Tyson Starkey. works the baseball behind his back. Now ready. There's the pitch. Ripped to the pitcher. Nice play. He'll pick it and throw it in time. I couldn't tell if that was a line drive right at the pitcher, if it skipped off the earth, but Starkey made a nice play and throws him out at first base. And there are two away, and the batter is Gage Banfield. Banfield coming in, stretching out the arms. And he'll stand in. Two up, two down in the eighth inning. Starkey set to go. Here's the pitch. Changeup is called a strike. Nothing in one. Mudcats a run down and two more innings to try and overcome that. They've been unable to put a lot of hits together against Conway today. There's a pitch which is just below the knees for a ball. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Here comes the next pitch. Changeup is down low for a ball. And the count goes to 2-1. Two outs, and the batter bounces one toward the middle. Cut off by the shortstop, Atkins. Mason throws him out over to forehand, and Wyota goes quietly in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the last of the eighth inning here in Muscadet. It's a 1-0 Wyota lead. Home Talent Baseball Sunday League action from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Tool up and save big at Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Right now, get the Milwaukee M18 Red Lithium High Output XC 6.0 Battery 2-Pack for just $282.99 and score a free Milwaukee tool of your choice. Pick from a mid-torque impact wrench, hacksaw cordless tire inflator, 2-speed grease gun, or a powerful fuel blower. All tool-only models. That's a serious value for serious DIYers and pros alike. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, your one-stop shop for unbeatable tool deals.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Well, pitching change coming in here for the Wyota Indians. They've got a new pitcher on the mound, and that would be Max Amont, who is the catcher, the starting catcher. Now he has to move back and do some pitching. Looks like Rune Janicki will be behind the plate for the Mudcats. They will be sending to the plate in the inning the top of the order, Alex Meister, Matthew Cartwright, and Ethan Scheckler. The line today on Conway, he goes 7 innings today in the books, strikes out 6, gives up 6 hits, and walks 1. Home Talent Baseball, sponsored in part by Dunkin' Donuts, by Pratt Funeral Home, along with Julie Karen State Farm, Turbos in Hub City, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Wilkinson Auction Company, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, the People's Community Bank, BL Signs, and Schmidt Woodland Hills. We thank them for their sponsorship of summer baseball. We've been around the area to see some great games. And this is a good one as well. Pitcher and defensive battle. Told the Brewer game still scoreless with the Rockies today as well. 1-0. We're here in Muscadet. And the schedule, Henry Bray coming over with a lineup change for us. All right. Thank you, man. 24 for two. So that means, I don't even know if I have a 24 on the roster here. Oh, yeah, there we go. Hunter Hardyman is now in right field. Again, a new pitcher. Amit. Extended warm-up time here today. And back the catcher had some issues getting his stuff all together. Amat, who was catching, was probably hard to get his stuff off. He probably had to peel it off on a day like this. Bottom of the eighth inning here in Muscadet in a 1-0 Wyota lead. The ball goes around the horn. And back to the pitcher. Alex Meister, Matthew Cartwright, and Ethan Scheckler due for the Mudcats here in the inning. Right now, Meister 1-for-3 entering this at bat in the eighth inning. Amat set to work from a windup. There's the pitch, and it's down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Amat definitely has some velocity on his pitches. 1-0. Here's the pitch. That is inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Meister has watched a couple. Here's the next pitch. That is called a strike. 2-1 to the batter. Here comes the next pitch. That one is called a strike off the outside corner, and it is 2-2. Meister back in from the right side. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Meister made contact with it. Mudcats are going to have to get their velocity, their swinging speed up a little bit against this guy. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Curveball is high. Full count now on the batter. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Alex Meister, hitting in the eighth inning. Amat ready. Here's the pitch. Fouled off again. Good hang by Alex. New baseball coming out for the pitcher. Meister back in for the payoff pitch. Catcher is down and ready. The full count offering again ripped toward second base. Two hopper to Schlemm, and he'll throw him out over here at first base. And there is one away. Matthew Cartwright will be the batter. Cartwright today has grounded out, singled, and popped out. Wyatt also has a new second baseman. That's not Schlemm. And they have moved the guys around here quite well. Bo Podner, who was in right field, is now at second base. And as mentioned, Hunter Hardyman in right field. Swing and a miss by Cartwright. So a ball and a strike here to the batter in the eighth inning. Amat set to work. This one swung on and missed, strike two. Matthew Cartwright. And here is strike three. There are two away, and Amat coming out. He's got velocity and finding the range right now after catching for the previous seven innings. He's kind of getting the strike zone zeroed in. So two away. Here's the pitch to Scheckler. This one down low. Ethan looking for his first hit. Amat winds, and the 1-0 is in the dirt. 2 balls and 0 strikes. We wish you well wherever you are, whatever you got going today, and a beautiful summer Sunday. Thanks for leaving the radio on. 2-0, here's the pitch. That one bounces in front of the plate. Ball three. 3 balls and 0 strikes. And now, pitcher asking for the manager to come out. I think Amat might have hurt himself. So he's going to be looked upon and his welfare checked. As they do that, let's take time out. We're in the eighth inning, 1-0 Wyota, here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Pitching change for Wyota here in the eighth inning. So Max Ahmet, who pitched to the first two batters, he got a ground out and a strikeout, worked to 3-0 count, and then all of a sudden motioned to the manager saying, got some issues out here. So they've made a change, and Gage Banfield is now in to do the pitching. So Ahmet works to two batters in the eighth inning. 1-0 Wyota. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. And a conference at the mound right now for Wyota. The Indians' third pitcher this afternoon is Gage Banfield. So he inherits a 3-0 count to the hitter, Ethan Scheckler. Mason Atkins due next. Sky's a bit more overcast here, and there could be some rain on the way. We had mentioned that the entire area is under a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 o'clock this evening. Tim Feed will keep you posted after the ball game with more details on that. Meaning conditions are right, and when it's this humid, as you know, things can pop up. 3-0 pitch, here we go. Scheckler standing in. The deal is taken for a ball, and he'll take a walk. So a base on balls, and the batter will be Mason Atkins. Atkins, 1-for-3 with that double back in the second inning. Muscadet had a double and a single in that second inning and did not score. They also loaded the bases later. So they've had a couple of opportunities that were golden today. Banfield is set. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one to the hitter. Back to Banfield. Scheckler leading at first base by a couple of paces. The stretch and the pitch. That one is down low and by, but not far enough for the runner to go to second base or risk it. Tying run aboard in the bottom of the eighth inning here for the Muscadet Mudcats. A ball and a strike on Atkins. Here comes the pitch. This one bounced on the third base side, picked up by Jackson. Long throw across the diamond and got him. And that'll do it for Muscadet. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave one. We go to the ninth inning. Wyona leads it 1-0 here over the Muscadet Mudcats in Summer League Sunday Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night